coming up, fast approaching, is also the National Cherry Festival. Phil, can you tell us more about this event and how it highlights our industry?
Oh, the National Cherry Festival is just really a neat festival. It's in many ways the granddaddy of all the festivals in the state, and it's really a neat opportunity for families to learn a little bit about agriculture and also just have a great time in the region. This year, the National Cherry Festival kicks off on July 4th through the 11th in Traverse City, Michigan. The Thunderbirds are flying overhead on July 4th and 5th, so that makes for a lot of fun on Grand Traverse Bay, where thousands of people will gather to watch that event. The National Cherry Festival will generally attract between 500 and 700,000 people, so a lot of people and a lot of opportunity to tell the cherry industry story. We have an event called Cherry Connection, where you can go to the open space, jump on a bus, and go out to the Northwest Court Research Farm. And when you get out there, then it's kind of like visiting a farm in many ways. We have it's an opportunity for us to teach about agriculture and pollination and all the different things that we do within the production cycle. And so it's a lot of fun for kids to see a little bit about agriculture, visit a farm while they're in Traverse City attending the National Cherry Festival. Cherry Connection runs every day. The industry day is on July 7th, and we have a little program to recognize the industry person of the year at 2:30 in the afternoon. And Dr. Jim Florey, one of our researchers at Michigan State University, is this year's cherry industry person of the year, and we're recognizing him for his outstanding contributions on the research side and all of his work that he's done throughout his career on cherry. So anyway, we're looking forward to that, and it's a really fun week, and I hope some of your listeners will be able to join us.
Well, Phil, we appreciate the update on this year's cherry industry. Any other words to wrap us up with?
Well, I think at the end of the day, you know, for us, we are really excited about the crop. You know, our industry is really built on an innovation foundation. We're really all about new products and new markets and new product development. Our dried cherry category has really grown over the years, and it's a category that we're really excited about as we think about the future. But also, cherry juice concentrate has been a growing category for our industry around the whole issue of muscle recovery. And so, you know, it wasn't that many years ago when all of the cherries that we grew were for the bakery ingredient business. So it was almost all of it was going to cherry pies and pastries. And today, cherries are really viewed as a superfruit, and that superfruit status has given us a venue to talk with elite athletes and as well as just runners of all kinds and exercise enthusiasts as a way to recover after exercise. And so it's given us a new market opportunity that we're really excited about for our industry. We're positioned well as we think about the future. And we, you know, look forward to growing lots more cherries in our state and shipping them all over the country and all over the world.